There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL. This season, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in free bets instantly. Download the app. Use code VSiN when you sign up. It's that easy. VSiN, available to play in select states. DraftKings.com for details.
Welcome back. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Time now for a deep dive. VSiN has a team of experts on every sport who write, post, and join us on VSiN for exclusive analysis. And that, for this full hour, is Mike Palm, VP of Circus Sports here in downtown Las Vegas. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul.
Hey,
Mike. Good morning to Kittery, Maine, and our loyal viewers on NESN, Bolingbrook, Illinois, Peekaboo Marquee. We see you, Red Deer, Alberta, right there, dead smack in the middle between Edmonton and Calgary, watching on Rogers Sportsnet. Pleasant Hills, Pennsylvania, in the Pittsburgh area, watching on AT&T. And Oxnard, California, sunrise over Spectrum. We say good morning.
Okay, this is, we have, what, one day until football tomorrow night. A few days until, actually, picks are going to be in at the contest here level for Circa Millions and Circa Survivor. So Jeff Benson, who is the man about town here when it comes to the whole operation, right? He runs around. I don't think he ever sleeps. He tweeted out yesterday, about 4.5 days to go until signups end in the two contests. And he sent out the picture of the calculator on the iPhone, right? With the possible overlay. That's the projected overlay here that's going to come out of Derek Stevens' pocket.
But that's what it was at the moment he tweeted that.
$4.2 plus million. Let me
give you the updated numbers, because it's now down to like 3.7 and change. Almost 3.6. Right now, Survivor's at 48.27, which would mean, so really we have 3.5 days left. Today, tomorrow, Friday, and then it cuts off at 2 p.m. Pacific on Saturday. So I call that a half day.
Yep.
Plus there'll be constraints just on how many you can get in if there was a massive demand. We would need to do 335 Survivor entries a day to get to 6,000 at a pace of 3.5.
Is that possible?
I told Derek last week I would take plus $2 that neither of them get there. I would take a plus $2 because I thought it was still a favorite. I'd probably need plus 250 right now to take the bet. We did 500 yesterday between the two. 500 entries, but sure. What's that get you? That's 250, sure. 270 a day. Yep. Even if you did 300 a day, you don't get there. Circa Millions, this is the more interesting one.
Big trouble.
We're at 34.68, Paul, with 3.5 days to go. That means 7.23 a day. That's not happening.
As Benson said, I have a better chance of starting in the NBA than getting that. And he is 5'8", 130 pounds.
130.
I know. Get a stake in there.
5'8", questionable as well. But anyhow, I said for a long time I thought it would be less than 4,500. I'm pretty confident of that.
You said 42. That was your call in the summer, I think.
Yeah, 4,200.
You think you said 42?
Okay. Well, we did 41 last year.
Oh, okay. Any chance it's fewer than last year?
No, I don't think so. That's interesting now. Derek's going heavy on media in the San Francisco and Sacramento areas. One week up there, we got 70 entries in the contest in 1 week. Even more impressive than that, 267 funded apps. I mean, that's going to be a great market for us up there in Sparks.
Okay.
In Northern Nevada. So put gasoline on it? He's going heavy there. Right now, you're down to really drivable markets and local, right? The crunch is on. I think my 4,200 number won't be too far off.
What a call.
Give that a plus or minus 100. And then all this nonsense, 8,000 talk of Survivor 75. They're still saying 7,000. No shot. maybe it's 6,200 and 4,200. Maybe that's okay.
I did talk to a proxy, mm-hmm. Matt, footballcontest.com, yeah. Who's awesome. He's one of the bigger ones here in town, right? He told me on Sunday here at Circa, he was actually surprised at how low the count was this past weekend, but he said the upcoming week, meaning the big numbers that he put in yesterday, like he said, the upcoming week was loaded with people who already, you know, scheduled their signups.
Yeah, Benson polled the proxies yesterday about how many appointments they have, and they're heavy number of appointments, the major proxies this weekend. Labor Day weekend was disappointing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were only running about 300 a day. Still, the Friday of the weekend I did the panel where we had over 500 was the biggest single day. You know, Derek says he wants to be at 10,500 entries by the time we go to bed Friday night. I can't say. I mean, what are we at, 8,300 now? That'd mean we'd have to do 700 plus a day the next 3 days. Possible, but not probable.
You know what you should do?
Yeah.
Could you come up next year? You can't do it too late now with the rules. Could you allow it for people who get bounced on Sunday to re-up for the Monday night game? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, it's tough. How many people? It's the same thing with the Thursday to Saturday. To me, I don't love it because it gives an advantage to the local people. Right? You can't do it if you came here in May and got in.
For sure.
That's even more so on Sunday when you have the full slate of games.
And we get this all the time. And I've asked you about this on the air, off the air. You guys are going to be opening up in Illinois down the road. You're in other states as well. People always send in like emails, tweets, hey, ask Mike Palm eventually in the state where I live, where Circus Sports is available, is it going to be where I can go there in person and sign up to be in these contests?
Yeah, it's still the Wire Act. And so, no, we would have to run separate contests in each, and you might be able to run one in Illinois.
Yeah.
The size of that market, maybe you have an Illinois survivor. Maybe you can do that. Unless something happens with the Wire Act. And, you know, I sit on the AGA, the American Gaming Association Board of Directors. That's a controversial subject just amongst the operators.
Yeah.
Because if you go after repealing the Wire Act, you open the door to a big omnibus gambling bill and a lot more federal regulation. So, I mean, we've talked about even when the guys in Iowa that I go on the radio with every Friday, could we do a $500,000 Iowa survivor? You know, so as those market grows, that's certainly in play.
El Mago, our guest, Mike Palm, VP, Circa, the D, Golden Gate. I love this discussion, especially this time of year. How about this private plane, Wayne, this business now? Andy Dufresne texted me. He was all excited. Apparently, Wayne has corralled six other people. They are going for the booby prize from the get-go. Jump Street, week one. Lose on purpose. Pick five losers and try to get that with the booby prize. What do you think of that? It's hard to pick losers, but then
you have
less
people going that way. That's the thing, though, right? I mean, right? If you have, let's say you have 4,200 entries, how many of them are going to start out that way? A handful? Uh-huh. Well, what was the winner last year? After 1 week, he went 0-5 on one of his cards. He says, I'm going for it.
He got there.
That's just like the guy out there. How many people go 5-0 the first? Well, we're going to go for first. It just doesn't. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How many of them cash? Uh-huh. That'd be a good statistic. Of people that went 5-0 in week one, how many cashed last year in the millions?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Jeff Benson run the numbers.
Dig that. He would really like to do the research on that.
Oh,
for
he lives for it. Yeah. Can't sleep this week.
Well, now, what is this? This is fascinating tomorrow. Give me your guess. How many entries or contestants will go all in tomorrow on the Bills. And if they lose, come back and fire six more on Survivor. Well,
that's got to be the only reason you would use the game. Correct? Why would you pick that game unless you had that thought in mind? Why would you pick this game with a 2.5-point margin on a road team against the defending Super Bowl champs in this spot? You put a bad number on. I just went over your 4.5. I'd probably make the number in the 20s, somewhere in the 20s.
In total entries, though. Mine was total contestants.
Yeah, so that if 4.5 could be 28, 27. Here's the thing. Derek Stevens has this chart and all his different there's more ways to play Survivor than Apostles, according to Derek. But the people believe him. I mean, they're like lemmings going over the cliff. Oh, Derek says load up on that. You know what I mean? So I think people will do that. I personally think it's a nonsense unless, you know, you got 12,000 sitting in your pocket. You really want to get it all in.
What do you expect?
Well, here's the thing.
Someone's going
to
do it.
People have to remember this, right? They have to know the fine print and the rules.
Uh-huh.
Thanksgiving and Christmas are its own separate week in this version of Survivor.
And Thanksgiving is the Bills.
Who plays on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
It's the Bills at Detroit.
Yeah.
So there's no way I could ever get, because you have to save some of these teams. That would be Exhibit A right there.
I would think going in, and I'm not, I believe you get through the first 6 weeks and then you draw the map backwards. You just have to survive.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? It's hard to draw the map backward, but I would think there'd be two things that are pretty certain. Save the Bills for Thanksgiving and try to have two teams that play each other on Christmas.
I think so.
Right? I mean, I think those are the two tenets right now. It's hard enough just to get through week one, though. Who do you think will have the most selections at week one?
I'm telling you now, my Chiefs theory is now it's up to six. I think you're going to... Ravens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ravens.
Because
Colts 1-11 ATS run week one. Divisional game.
What about Titans? I think Titans will be the most.
I can't get there.
Really the most?
No, Giants.
Why? Because the
people don't. Down on the Titans, Giants could be frisky.
Are you saying that, Mike, specifically because Tennessee's at home?
They're at home. So many road. They don't want to use road teams, although I think people will use the 49ers.
That's my number one team.
You think that will be number one?
I think
one.
That's going to be number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Bengals will be popular.
People division like game, though.
I know, but people want to play road teams. I know.
Yeah.
You're asking me. I'm done.
Well, if you eliminate division games and road teams, you're stuck with the Titans, aren't you? That's
kind of,
it.
Kind of.
That's
the one.
It's to your point. How are you going to feel Monday morning? Christ, I put four entries on the Titans.
They were the number one seed in the AFC. They played 85 different players last year. That's more than any other team. Henry was out. Don't tell me they didn't have bad injury. Now, if Tannehill was the Tannehill we knew in Miami, or maybe at Texas A&M, when he threw three interceptions in the playoff game. But we're all discounting this. Everybody's just anointed the big moves in the division markets, the Colts and the Eagles.
Peter King came on yesterday.
He's so good.
Okay, so he has Tennessee winning that division. He has the Colts out of the playoffs. And we're kicking this around after his appearance. Like I don't think I've heard another person basically make that case.
I didn't realize until... The rare tweet about the show that Peter King has picked the last four Super Bowl winners. That's amazing, nice. Too. That's not just chalk.
You know how tough that is?
That's
and the reason why he's picking the Bills this year, he told us, and he's around all these teams, he goes to all the camps, whatever. He hasn't felt this good about a team going into a season he can't remember the last time.
Really?
Yeah.
More than the Brady and Moss Patriots? They didn't win it, but I mean...
We said that earlier. This team is getting treated like the 07 Patriots.
Has he been around? Like, he wasn't covering the league back in the 49er heyday.
He may have been. So I think he's...
More confident than that?
How about that? The Cowboys from the early 90s?
Yeah.
No hyperbole coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kickoff football season. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook all season long. Your go-to book, all football-related content. Love the house specials that are up every day. The menu, all the props are up for the Bills-Rams game. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, unique promotions, player props, and more. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game. Here we go.
No bias.
You will respect my authority.
No pulled punches.
Your wife cheated on you because you lost sight of who you are as a man, as a husband.
No agenda.
There is no fear in this dojo.
This is no hyperbole.
This is the best part of the week.
Here's the maestro, Mike Baum.
All right, let's give a top four this week and our build up to five next week with the NFL starting. Number four, boiler down. Let's start out by giving the Big Ten credit for scheduling three competitive matchups in the first three standalone games for the league. Nebraska Northwestern, Penn State Purdue, and Illinois Indiana. I want to focus on last Thursday's matchup in West Lafayette. We can't forget the end of the first half, although the focus here will be clock management. Trailing 14-10, Purdue was driving and faced 3rd-and-1 on the Penn State 25 with 35 seconds left in the first half. TJ Sheffield ran for 7 yards and a first down, but fumbled. Penn State took over on their own 18 with 30 seconds left. With 18 seconds remaining, Penn State had 2nd-and-10 from their own 33. Sean Clifford dumped off a pass to Titan Brenton Strange for about 12 yards. Strange then broke 3 Boilermaker tackles on the way to a 67-yard touchdown reception, crossing the goal line with 2 seconds remaining in the half. A brutal beat for first-half underplayers, and the Nittany Lions led 21-10 at the break. Let's fast forward to the fourth quarter. Purdue takes over on their own 31, with 6:27 remaining, leading 31-28. Purdue picked up a first down, running 8 plays, but only took 1:47 off the clock, as 5 of those plays were incomplete passes. After a 3-and-out by Penn State, Purdue got the ball back with 4:28 to go on their own 23. The Boilermakers again converted a third down, but only took 2:06 off the clock and only forced 1 Penn State timeout. Why? Because they only ran the ball once and had 3 incomplete passes. Penn State took over on their own 20 with 2:22 remaining and 2 timeouts. Sean Clifford then led the Nittany Lions on an 8-play, 80-yard touchdown drive to win the game 35-31 and snatch the heart from those with the Boilermakers plus 3.5 tickets. Think about running 14 offensive plays in the last 6 minutes with a 3-point lead and only running the ball once. In theory, you could run 8.5 minutes off the clock or 6.5 minutes if forcing your opponents to use all 3 timeouts. Did Jeff Brohm learn nothing from Howard Schnellenberger in his 4 years under him at Louisville? At the very least, Penn State should have been forced to go the length of the field with less than a minute to go and no timeouts. Brutal loss for the Boilermakers and Brohm to start this year's campaign. Number three, in my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Saturday saw 2 incredible finishes in the games involving 4 North Carolina schools. First, in Greenville, Mike Houston played the final 2 minutes like he had Justin Tucker on his sideline. Not only did East Carolina place kicker Owen Daffer miss an extra point that would have tied the game with under 3 minutes to go, he missed a 42-yard field goal to win it, with 4 seconds left, and NC State prevailed 21-20. Then moments later in Boone, North Carolina, we had an even wilder ending. In a fourth quarter that featured 62 points, UNC held off Appalachian State 63-61 when the Mountaineers missed a two-point conversion with 9 seconds left. But should it even come to that? With 28 seconds left and trailing 56-55 after an earlier failed two-point conversion, Appalachian State out of timeouts lined up for an onside kick. If UNC recovered, the game was over. Or was it? The ball was kicked to UNC wide receiver Bryson Nesbitt. All he had to do was go down. But instead, he returned at 43 yards for a touchdown, giving App State another chance down 8. This is a special teams mental error on a Scott Frost-like scale. How could special teams coordinator slash running backs coach Larry Porter have not told everyone on the hands team to go down when you get the ball? Ah, there is that word again, coordinator. Someone whom the special teams is not their primary duty. After the game, UNC head coach Mack Brown said, quote, "Bryson has never recovered an onside kick. This is a teachable moment." Teachable moment? How about teaching them in practice, Mack? The lessons of Frost yet unlearned. Number two, if things were different, they wouldn't be the same. The ending of Sunday night's Florida State-LSU game was incredible on many levels. LSU wide receiver Malik Nabers fumbled not one, but two punts. Florida State fumbled on third and goal at the one with a minute 20 remaining. LSU then drove 98 yards in the final 80 seconds before scoring a touchdown on the game's final play to cut the Seminole lead to 24-23. Then the blocked extra point to seal the Florida State victory. But should LSU have been given a final play with 1 second left on the clock? Let's examine the preceding play. LSU had first and 10 from the Florida State 19-yard line with 10 seconds remaining and no timeouts. Arizona State transfer Jaden Daniels hit tight end Mason Taylor, who streaked toward the right sideline. Officials ruled Taylor out of bounds at the 2-yard line with 1 second left on the clock. Replay showed Taylor's knee touchdown in bounds. Florida State head coach Mike Norvell challenged that Taylor did not make it out of bounds. What is the difference? If Taylor was out of bounds, LSU gets the full 40 seconds to substitute and design a play. The clock starts on the snap. If officials had ruled Taylor down inbounds initially, then the clock would start as soon as the official spotted the ball on the right hash, probably less than 8 seconds after the play ended. The Tigers would have to line up quickly and snap the ball, run a play. No time for a spike, no time for substitutions, no audibles, just chaos. We saw this happen to Les Miles and LSU in Oxford against Mississippi in 2009. The officials, after review, ruled Norvell was right. Taylor went down inbounds, but the reward for being right was nothing. LSU was awarded one more play. The bell couldn't be unrung. In the NFL, this would have been a 10-second runoff. But at the NFL, the clock doesn't stop for first downs. So what is equitable? Any runoff? 5 seconds? 3 seconds? And could that incorrect call truly be rectified? That's an interesting question for the NCAA Football Rules Committee. But in the meantime, thank goodness ball don't lie. And number one, a bridge to VAR. VAR, V-A-R, it stands for Video Assistant Referee. It's the replay system in soccer. This season, it was supposed to be improved, allowing a 5-inch margin before ruling plays offside. This was intended to eliminate hyper-technicality in replays. But so far in the English Premier League, it has been as controversial as ever. In fact, two more incidents this weekend has led EPL officials to demand a meeting with PGMOL, the Professional Game Match Officials Limited, the governing body of soccer officials. The first call came at Stamford Bridge Saturday. West Ham thought they had earned a point at Chelsea with a 90th-minute equalizer by Maxwell Cornet. But VAR Jared Gillett told referee Andy Medley that Jared Bowen had fouled Chelsea goalie Edward Mendy when he jumped over him in the run-up to the goal. The goal was disallowed. Let's listen to West Ham manager David Moyes on the disallowed goal.
Well, you've seen it, haven't you? So you have a chance to assess it yourself, but it's a scandalous decision. Absolutely rotten decision from one of our supposedly elite referees. So it doesn't say much about whoever sent him over on VAR as well. But it's an unbelievable decision that went against us.
What can you say to your players in a scenario like that when a decision has been made that you feel has undone and seen you walk away from here with no points at all?
Well, there's not much we can say. We feel that we'd get back to 2-2 and you know, I wasn't down to anything we'd done. Their players had done a great job all day.
Chelsea manager Thomas Tuchel, who was fired just hours ago after an incredible loss to Dinamo Zagreb in Champions League play, was reticent to comment after receiving a large fine 2 weeks ago when VAR missed an obvious hair pull by Tottenham just before the mumbler Harry Kane tied the game in the 96th minute. The second incident occurred at Newcastle. Newcastle thought they had a game winner when Crystal Palace defender Tariq Mitchell scored an own goal. But VAR Lee Munson ruled Newcastle forward Joe Wilcox had fouled the Crystal Palace goalkeeper Vicente Gaeta. Replays show that Mitchell clearly pushed Wilcox into Gaeta before heading the ball into his own goal. Yet VAR Mason ruled that there was normal contact and not a foul. The PFMOL has admitted both calls were errors. Keith Hackett is a former EPL referee and also served as the head of PGMOL. Says that VAR is, quote, hanging match officials out to dry with a series of bad calls. Said Mitchell, we are in the fourth season of VAR and we are not operating it well. These officials didn't make it to the Premier League without being good referees. In some ways, they have been made to look foolish. I have argued for the last 2 years since I started betting soccer that VAR needed to go. Far too often to create fouls that were none called by any of the three match officials, at least much more so than it downgrades red cards or overrules awarded penalties. And the judging of offside in soccer is an inexact science at best. Some of my friends won't bet soccer games that have no VAR. I relish identifying these matchups. It's either time for VAR to go or to be overhauled. The experiment has failed. Here's to a step backwards. And that is no hyperbole.
All right, very good job as always. We'll tie it into baseball and the called three strike Yankees Rays on Sunday. Mike, got it. At some point, the umpires are going to have to go as well.
It's going to be sooner rather than later.
That lead, if that's...
3-2 full out, full yes, count, and two outs in the ninth with the bases loaded.
Bases would have been loaded. Yeah. If the Rays win that game, the lead is down to three games.
Yep.
May have decided the East.
Could have.
Yes.
Can't have that happen.
We're seeing this. They do the top 10 worst calls every week. It starts with like 5 inches off the plate and goes up to like 7.5.
Yep.
That the high strikes, the outside strikes, you take the bat out of their hands.
Yeah, we'll run down our in-pocket plays coming up next.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're right.
In pocket plays. Boy, that was a gut punch loser last night. Diamondbacks plus 140 against the Padres. I'm mad at myself for not going. I am now, but I was also during the game last night. I'm like, why did I not bet first five as well with Kelly against Musgrove? And a 5-0 lead turned to a 5-3 lead, and then they bring in Kennedy to close it out, and the Padres get 2 in the bottom of the ninth to beat me. That one stings, and I have nothing as of today in Major League Baseball at this point, so there you go.
Yep, I'm going to ride this streak. 8 in a row at home. Winner with the Rays at home against the Red Sox. Doesn't matter, again, who's out, who's pitching. Who they lost in the offseason, right? Come back with the Rays again today. Make it 9 in a row against Boston at home. Rich Hill had nothing. Nothing in that game, Michael. And adding another one, it's here. Let's go. Tomorrow, longest touchdown under 44.5 yards. Rams and the Bills. Giddy up. Let's do it. In pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials. Posted afternoon Eastern, BetRivers.com.
Yeah, VSiN.com. And the VSiN Daily Newsletter keep a running list of every pick made on our air every day with picks at a glance. And so the daily summary is only for VSiN Pro subscribers. Find them at VSiN.com or through our email newsletter, the VSiN Daily. Become a VSiN Pro at VSiN.com/subscribe. Why don't you run this ESPN story by Mike to get his thoughts on awards in baseball?
17 experts, people who cover the sport, I imagine it's not a lot of them with a vote, had to run down and ask who's going to win all these awards. World Series and all that stuff. 15 of the 17 picked the Mets to win the division. Think about that as it's tied. 16 of the 17 picked Sandy to win the NL Cy Young. The one vote that didn't go to Sandy went to Nola. Okay.
All right, that person has to be disqualified.
Oh.
They should probably lose their job at ESPN.
I mean, that's...
Maybe I'm
this
biased.
This thing's over? After what happened in his last start, he has two starts left against the Phillies, another one against Atlanta. I mean, I can't believe this talk that this thing is over.
It ain't going to be Nola. I'll tell you that. Yes, we know that. But Sandy caught a break with Gonsolin, because the Gonsolin injury means now his innings won't even qualify him to be the NL ERA leader. I thought Gonsolin had an argument. You and I both added Gonsolin in the last 6 weeks or so, whatever, at big numbers. With the argument, what if he goes 18 or 19 and one? He's the NLA whip and the ERA leader.
Yeah, he's got
an argument, right?
Argument. He's got to win it.
But now the innings won't matter. You know, I did it when I had the show with the mall. I used to every other Tuesday do a top five list for Cy Young in each league. The last list I made, I went through the numbers to find a fifth person. I threw Nola in there based on the numbers. But to me, Nola is always a guy when you bet him. And this should mean something, because you got to win games. I know that wins and losses aren't the most important factor in Cy Young voting ever since King Felix won it when he was 13-13. But if the Phillies score three, Nola gives up four. The Phillies score one, Nola gives it. He's that kind of a guy, right? It's tough. I'd much rather have Wheeler in a winner-take-all game starting for me than Nola. So it isn't going to be him. But, geez, Fried's got a case.
You think? Oh, come on.
Why?
Really? But with Gallen and Urias, though? I don't understand the odds.
Forget about Urias. Urias went 20-5 last year and didn't get a sniff.
Because his ERA was three.
Wasn't even in the top five.
That's why. His ERA was high.
I don't think he can get there. And Gallen's... It's tough for Gallen because he plays on a team that was so far irrelevant. If Arizona would have done anything in the middle half, they're hotter than heck right now.
And I know they are.
I want to ask you a game going back to your in pocket. You had the Diamondbacks at a plus price. Do you ever sit there, and I know you guys go to bed earlier because you have to get up at an ungodly hour, but you ever sit there like, I'm sitting there tracking the end play. I had no bet on the game at all. I had no baseball night game bets at all. But when they got Machado to get out of the bottom of the eighth, you could have got the Padres at plus 450. The hedge your bet if you were awake and watching it.
Here's the thing. I was tracking the game online. I was not watching it. I was tracking the game online. And honestly, like when it was 5-0 Diamondbacks, maybe the thought would have occurred to me to come back on the Padres in play at that point. But I was in the middle of, at the same exact time, I'm drafting several different fantasy leagues last night. So I'm like, just too much was going on.
I would have done it at 5-0 anyhow, though. And the way the Padres have been hitting, I don't think I would have either.
Yeah.
But when it got to 5-4, I mean, with one inning to go, although Kennedy's been pretty decent since being transferred to that closer role, right? Remember, he was a starting pitcher. I used to bet on him at good prices, Kansas City, Arizona.
But if Alcantara has one more blow up and Gallen touches Hershiser's record,
it's hard. Yeah, it's hard because he was not relevant. Josh Towers always said you have to be relevant by June in the Cy Young discussion. Mm. To really get votes. And when you're not relevant until late August or September, it's hard to win the award.
And this is really getting heated on social media and the back and forth.
And in this room.
And it was 17-0 Judge MVP. But you see the odds of 1-10 and higher than that in some spot. What's going to happen with the AL MVP? I have to give it to Judge. I just think he's going to hit 62 home runs and they wouldn't make the playoffs without him. Even Mark Gubas has said it. I was watching the game when he said it from the – He goes, there has to be a separate award for Ohtani. That's just where we're at now. Most outstanding, most valuable. But do you think it's over?
I don't think it's. I think that price is too short on Judge, because I still think there's a chance Ohtani wins. How could Ohtani, and I don't agree with it, but how can Ohtani be the unanimous, not just won it over Guerrero last year. He was unanimous. And he's having three times a better year this year.
That's what I don't get.
He's raised his average to 270. The hitting has been much better in the second half, Mitch. He was one out away from being at 250 2.5 weeks ago. He's raised it to 270. He's striking out less. And the pitching, as you say, is top three or four in the American League. So I don't think it's all a done deal. I bet this ticket. I still think, you know, I have a blended ticket. I bet him a couple times. Not because I think he should win, but I thought he has a good chance to win. Just because if he did win, at least I wanted to profit from it instead of being upset about it. I still think he's awards chasing. Last Tuesday night, they played that series against the Yankees. I think it was Tuesday night or Wednesday. He got thrown out trying to steal down four runs. To me, there's just too much awards chasing with what he's doing to put up stats, especially the stolen base one. And I think stolen base should be more a percentage. People don't talk about percentage. They just talk about the raw number. We disagree. I don't want to argue about
with
you.
Jeff Passan had a good tweet about this last night. He compared players on Twitter, right? Put a player A, B, C, and D and compared them. Basically, it comes down to Shohei Ohtani is having as good of a season as Mookie Betts offensively, better in some categories. And Betts is what, like top three, four now to win the National League MVP. And he's having an equal season on the mound as Shane McClanahan. That just blows my mind. If he's on the Astros, is he the MVP?
Well, if Shane McClanahan played right field and hit 40 home runs, there'd be an interesting, more of a debate, right? I don't think Judge would be minus 1,000.
No.
You love baseball. You followed a long time. Who's the home run leader of all, most in a season?
Roger Maris.
Okay. I agree.
And this Judge is all nonsense what C-League did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But he's going to break that record.
Forget
and it's
about
the Yankees.
Forget
okay,
about
I'm with you. Do you have a pet peeve all these years being married? He took a bad beat. He had after the show, he had to go get gas. The light was on.
I tell the story. My wife was driving around town all day on Labor Day and on the car that I usually take to work. And so I pop in. She doesn't mention anything of it. You know, we wake up quite early here to come in. I go outside, start it up 3 o'clock in the morning. Bam, light's already on. I don't pass a single gas station on the way from home to here. I mean, she does
it
all
the time. Did you think you weren't going
to make it? Oh, it was Kramer and Seinfeld. I was really pushing it to the edge there for a little while.
At least you're coming downhill.
I was coming downhill a lot.
It's all downhill. Yeah, you don't have to hit the gas much.
Yeah.
Listen, my wife probably drives her car twice a week. Every time I drive it, I have to put gas in it.
No, it's magic.
Every single time I drive it, I have to put gas. Not every, but I don't know that she's filled it in the year we've been married.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they don't fill it.
They don't fill it.
And she always says, oh, you get another 50 miles when the light comes on.
Oh, isn't that something else?
I'm never going that far.
Don't want to chance it. You ever got it? Okay. I've lived with four women, not the same time, but in my life. But I always got this, the dog always happy to see you. Coming up, wants to be a pet. Hey, how are you doing? You're home. I couldn't stand it. You come right through and they just right into you. Hey, but oh, you need this. Guess what happened? I just walked in the door. Let me set my keys down before you lay into me about something.
Oh, and tell me how awful your day was the second I stepped inside.
You'll never believe what happened to me. I just walked through the door.
Give me 30
seconds
here. Let me sit down.
I got it. Yep. Can I have a water? Something?
Oh, stop. He's a happily married guy.
He is.
Absolutely. You see the
pictures. Well, he had to haul ass getting out of here, though, to fill his car up. And not the with our schedule, all these gas stations are closed at 2 in the morning. Kids are drawn dead.
If you could eat like he does, you'd tolerate a lot, too.
Oh, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Look at what he eats. But I get jealous just following their Twitter feed.
Right, good.
But, Mike, it's much better to, like, give her a hard time than to say, oh, it's lovey-dovey time, huh? Oh, schmoopy, huh? Little PDA action.
How'd your dad do it? You just got, there's a way of doing it. It's enough of this now. Fill the tank up.
My dad, when my mom would do this all the time, my dad would openly mock her in front of me. And like joke around about it. Can you believe this? Mitch putting his arms up in the air. She did it again. Look at this every single time. Get in the car. It's on empty.
God. Did Ronnie Palm have some Mantle rookie cards?
He might have. He always talked about his mother throwing everything out of the house.
I bet Ronnie
how many
had
cards
some.
He had.
Oh, Ronnie with the squirrels.
The squirrels.
I'm sure he had a couple Mantles, $12 million.
I'm sure he did.
All right, up next, we will get Mike's opinion on the best team to miss the playoffs in the NFL, the worst team to make it, and his opinion on the longest shot on the board that he could see winning the MVP coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed. Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering on more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website details, VSiN.com/horses. A-plus tweet here. Can you believe this, Mitch? Asking you shall receive with Pete.
Oh, this is amazing.
The guy already got back to us about the people that started 5-0 last year if they cashed.
109. Great job, huh? How quick?
Oh.
10, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Hiram VSiN, DraftKings. 196 people went 5-0 in week one. Eight of them cashed. Now, top 50. But that also includes the first quarter. Top 50 goes to 100 this year. So spreading out. 126 different prizes in this year's millions. Did you guys get in either one?
Yeah. Get there, yeah. Oh, yeah, what both. We do both.
You're doing both?
Going to do both.
I'm in four survivors so far.
Why four? You going
to
add?
No, I might go to six.
Okay.
I have partners? Various partners and stuff like that.
Sure, that's the way
you
to do
don't
it.
Do millions.
You won't do millions?
No, I did last year, and I did Westgate last year as well.
How about this, last man standing in that?
Yes,
you
for
always
sure.
do that, right?
No doubt. No doubt.
For life now.
I'm a lifer,
past champion. Yeah.
Yeah. Many years ago now.
How many years ago is it?
2016?
Oh, wow. Even longer than since Brady Cannon won the Super Contest.
Yeah. Goes back a long ways now.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so let's go rapid fire here. The best team to miss the playoffs this year in the NFL will be who?
So I thought about you. You emailed me the question. I think it has to come out of the AFC West. And the reason they miss is because of how tough that... I'm going to say the Raiders are the best team that doesn't make the playoffs this year.
Okay. The worst team to make the playoffs?
Tennessee Titans. Playing in that division, racking up those wins.
You think so?
And what gets it done? 9-8?
I don't think so. I think you got to get 10-7.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Longest shot on the board you could see winning the MVP.
I say Aaron Donald at 150.
Oh, wow. That's what I'm looking for right there. Okay.
I can't go to a bad quarterback. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At 100-1, 80-1, Kirk, come on. I just have never seen it out of them. This guy can still dominate a game. And I think people are sleeping on the Rams a little bit. I mean, you don't hear people talk about them winning. Oh, they got theirs. Too tough. I still think they're the best team. How can you think that Trey Lance is going to be serviceable yet? I still think he's a year away from being a year away, you know?
You know what I bet? I couldn't believe it. I laid 250 they make the playoffs.
The Rams?
Yeah. Come on. I'm with you.
With seven teams in the NFC and it's not that strong?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, the media loves Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
Another
yes,
reason
they do.
There.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yes, they do. That's why Mo Vaughn won MVP over Albert Bell. It's a lot about how likable you are with the media.
Good questions. Yeah. Good answers. Very good. How'd you feel Sunday? You went to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about what transpired with Kelly taking the LSU job and not one, not two, four special teams blunders and they lose?
Well, it was, they put the same kid back there to fumble the punt again. And then, of course, he says how bad we are. The whole fake accent when he, look, he did a great job at Notre Dame, but I will never cut in line to defend him after the kid fell off the tower in the windstorm. In his next press conference, after 3 minutes, he started talking about his contract. I think he lost a lot of Notre Dame people on that day.
Is that what happened?
It's 10 years, 12 years ago.
I know.
People don't forget that. People don't forget that, what happened. But the lady at the press conference yesterday, I had that in no hyperbole. I had five. I had it at number three. Because late last night at like 1:30, I read where she apologized. They spoke to Brian Kelly. She said the press conference was at noon. And this have you showed this already in the show?
We didn't get today, but yeah.
He talked about everybody must have had a good time over the weekend because she's late. She said, she said, well, if you won the game, maybe we'd be on time. Out of line.
I'd say out of line.
She
yeah.
said that. It wasn't yeah. my fine. So she was rushing from a doctor. She got there at 11:57. She didn't want to hear it from him. But she shouldn't have said it. They joked around after. He busts balls a lot, she said. So
yeah.
That, so that's why I took it out. Because she knew it. She
okay.
was.
So he's under fire already to what happened and how they lost, right? now here's the audio. Let's go to the football club in Little Rock, Arkansas. Biscuits and bones, brother, out the window. Eddie Orgeron yesterday.
I'm so grateful of my time, fellas. You, that was my opportunity. You know, coaches got a shelf. Some coaches got 50 years. Some coaches got 12. Mine was 6. Good. I got to tell you, we had a meeting. Said, Coach, things are not going well. No, Ray Charles can see that, brother. And they were good. And Scott Woodward is a friend of mine today. Really, really, a lot of respect for the way they handled me.
So and, what's next?
Well, I gotta tell you this, though. Say, Coach, you got $17.1 million on your contract. We're going to give it to you. I said, what time you want me to leave? What door you want me out of, brother?
There it is. There you go. Yeah, well, he's loving life. He's tan, and Kelly's walking in. He's getting heckled and all, losing, and more losses coming for LSU.
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, man, he's loving life. Good for Eddie.
Right place, right time. I think he was very hurt the way he didn't get retained at USC after he did a good job as the interim coach. And USC did nothing since then. Now we'll see what the kid does. But look, he's beloved. He's one of them, right? He speaks his mind.
Oh, yeah.
And now he can do what he wants and live his life. Do you think he'll come? Maybe he goes to Miami next year as a line coach. I don't know, but Eddie O's got the world by the tail, right? The tiger tail right now.
I could listen to him all day.
Oh, God.
I love his accent. I
could listen to David Moyes. Why do you think I played that clip of the Scottish coach?
Scandalous.
Scandalous. Yeah.
Very good.
That's good. Yes. All right, SEC is a lot like Premier League. I mean, what have you done for me lately? They fired this guy from...
Let me tell you about Tuchel. Now they're calling him Thomas Two Seasons. Because at Dortmund and PSG, he didn't complete his third year either. Remember when he took over Chelsea? They went 17 straight matches with allowing zero or one goal. Three goals in the first 17. He had 60 wins, 24 losses, and 16 draws. And 100. He coached 100 matches for Chelsea. In the first 50 matches, they gave up 24 goals in the first 50 matches. In the second 50 matches, they gave up 53 goals. So double worse. But still, 49 clean sheets out of 100 matches and gave up 0.8 goals a game. And won the Champions League his first season.
Oh, it is. Yeah. But Leicester City, that incredible story, right? I think the guy was gone the next year or the year after. Okay. This is going to be interesting because you're the VP. This happened down the street at the El Cortez, the snatch and grab. Guy jumps on the dice table and walks away. He got away with about 18,000. I think I read it wrong. They do not track their chips. Although how many people have $1,000 chips on a regular at the El Cortez? It reminds me that Jimmy Vaccaro called him Iron Man when the biker bandit walked in the Bellagio, had the motorcycle outside, had the helmet on, had walked away with over 6 figures in chips, got on his bike and off you went. He got caught. Remember, what, he's staying in the Bellagio, and then he's bragging about it in the poker room, what this guy was doing. And he had plenty of cranberries.
Oh, yeah.
Like $25,000 chips. What's the what would happen here at Circa?
Yeah, well, we have the tracking, the chips in there, the RFID in the chips, so that it can be associated with a player, right? So they would know. Now, first of all, how does he get away here?
I'd
have him pinned right to the table.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it'd be over like this. I mean, the lady, but where are the dealers? Anybody?
Oh.
Look, so whatever chips he got of big value, maybe even hundreds, 500, 1,000, they're going to put a stop on all of them.
They will?
Yeah, sure. And they'll call every casino in town. That's the first thing they're going to say, don't take our chips.
Right.
And you have to call us, and we have to verify the person trying to cash the chips played here and colored up that amount. Because you have ratings on everybody.
Okay.
Right? And so you can say, oh, the guy colored up 1,200, so he would have a yellow or two purples. And they won't cash him out. He's got to try to find Confederates that actually play and would have rated play to cash out chips. It will be hard for him to do.
Okay.
That's an all-time photo. I mean, it looks fake.
Look at that. Come on.
Like it looks like it's from
get him with the
door.
Stick. Yeah.
Like, how does he get
How does he get out the door?
I don't know.
All right. Time now for the pro tip of the hour here on Follow the Money. They're every hour available for subscribers only at VSiN.com. This goes back to a conversation that we had with Josh Applebaum in the first hour of today's show. The Sam Hartman news for Wake Forest, now all of a sudden good to go, came out of nowhere, kind of. We would tell you the pro tip here is to, if you don't know how to do this, learn how to use TweetDeck and set it up in columns and follow the right people in whatever sport you like to bet, because that's where a lot of this breaking news is going to happen. And set alerts, by the way. Find news breakers and set alerts that can go to your phone and or your watch. And a spot like that for Wake Forest, you might be able to have 2 minutes or so, 3 minutes or so, like the Donovan Mitchell trade.
There you go.
To get done in the Cavaliers.
Popped at 8-1 division, stuff like that.
Yep. That was our pro tip for this hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every single day. They're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. But guys, breaking news here.
Oh.
Max Scherzer on the injured list. He will not start on Friday.
Boy, it escalated quickly.
Has it ever.
They're going to blow this season.
I can't believe in this poll. 15 took the Mets. That's almost as outrageous as one on Nola.
I know. It's now tied.
The Braves never lose to teams that they should beat.
I came back with 6-1, though.
On the Braves?
When the lead was 10.5. Great job. Good answers. B.
Great. B deserves a great B, huh?
There's no rhyme, no reason to this.
No, there's none. It's all
there,
over the place.
There is not.
Yeah. One day he's going to say, terrible job, Mike, A minus.
Yeah. I don't count on it.
All right, pal.
Did you miss a VSiN show? We have multiple daily and weekly podcasts to keep you up to date on all the latest sports betting action. VSiN Best Bets bringing you the highlights from our daily lineup of shows, including Follow the Money and A Numbers Game. Market Insights with Josh Applebaum gets you ready. Josh Applebaum gets you ready. Josh Applebaum gets you ready. Josh Applebaum.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.